This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says Coloradans who want to delete their genetic data from the company 23andMe should do so now. A bankruptcy court recently approved the sale of a DNA testing company to a new owner. Weiser and several other state attorneys general worked during the bankruptcy case so that consumers had the option to permanently delete their genetic and personal data. An unlikely hero became the temporary town mascot in Snowmass. A runaway rodeo bull known as Sauce Boss captured the hearts and made headlines during a five-day jailbreak. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on this bull's first rodeo.
Sauce Boss escaped while crews were unloading the bovine last Wednesday for his inaugural show. The owner says the three-year-old fugitive was able to get out due to an equipment malfunction. The Aspen Times reported he escaped through a gap in the fence. Authorities attempted to catch the runaway bull, but to no avail. According to reports, cowboys roped the bull, but he slipped away in the rain. Local police even tried using a drone to track him, but were once again eluded. While on the lam, the bull was spotted by locals, and residents were encouraged to call a Sauce Boss hotline to report any sightings. Cowboys eventually lassoed the absconded cow on Sunday and transported him back to Grand Junction. There are no injuries or property damage since he mainly hung out in the tall grass and brush. Sauce Boss is due back in Snowmass for their Wednesday night rodeo next week. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And another fun fact about Sauce Boss, his other nickname, Twinkle Toes. For more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Denver, possible storms today, rain likely tonight, highs in the 80s. For Vail, highs in the upper 70s. Grand Junction, where Sauce Boss was today, highs close to 100. You're listening to CPR News at 7:06.